activists in San Jose say felony charges against pro-Palestinian student activists is a threat to free speech. They're talking about the so-called Stanford 11, a group of 8 current students of Stanford University, 3 former students and 1 non-student who broke into a Stanford University building, locked themselves inside for about 3 hours, broke windows, painted graffiti, and splashed fake blood inside the building. Their occupation of the building was part of a protest demanding that Stanford divest from companies linked to Israel. Campus police arrested them on charges of vandalism and trespassing. Students and community leaders held a rally Monday for the Stanford 11. Jenny Cheng is a Stanford student and organizer of the Hands Off Coalition.
A lot of us really admire the courage of the student movement, of the Stanford 11, to really stand up for what is right, stand up for justice, to call out the genocide, even in the face of such extreme repression.
After a 10-month investigation, the Santa Clara District Attorney, Jeff Rosen, filed 2 felony charges against the student for vandalism and conspiracy to trespass. Jeff Wozniak is a lawyer representing Gretchen Gimron, one of the Stanford 11.
They're facing time in prison, a possibility of 4.5 years. Stanford is also demanding $300,000 in restitution. This is a university with over $10 billion in an endowment, trying to basically bankrupt 11 students to prove a point and to chill the political speech of these students.
Wozniak also challenged the indictment, taking issue with how it was obtained through a secret grand jury.
We are outraged that they would take what they have made into such a public, serious case to go via a secret proceeding where none of the clients are present, none of the defense attorneys are present, no one can ask any questions. The only evidence is that which is presented by the district attorney. And so now we've demanded a public trial to force them to show their evidence.
Emily Rose Johns, another lawyer representing one of the Stanford 11, says the case didn't have to go this far.
Stanford could have said, we choose to engage our student body, we choose to engage our community, rather than prosecute or punish.
President Donald Trump has taken action like funding cuts and freezes to curb protests on several university campuses. But student organizer Cheng condemns this, saying students should have a say in their future.
If the students don't get a voice, who'll speak on our behalf? We need to speak up ourselves.
The case goes to trial on November 17th in San Jose. Annetta Felix, reporting for KPFA Radio.